this was a Chiefs team that didn't force a turnover, that didn't have a turnover either. And we said, hey, can the Texans win if it's a clean game? And we're like, we didn't think so. There were other elements, though. You go through and you're like, okay, they had more third downs and they had more yards, and you just keep going. And you're trying to figure out, like, what
all four teams had more yards lost this weekend. Yeah.
But it was in all the other games, it was, hey, there was turnovers. In this game, there were no turnovers. It was the play we just heard Mitch hold this call, that when you have to have it, how many times have we said it? There's nobody better in the world when you have to have it. And in that case, they had to have that. And it was an unbelievable throw, to say the least, to Travis Kelce. The moment you have to have it, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have always stepped up. When have they not?
Never. I mean, there's a reason why you play in seven consecutive AFC title games. I'm sure somewhere later in the week, we will actually diagnose the history behind what it takes in order to accomplish the things we're talking about. But the fact yesterday was a quintessential Chiefs game of 2024 specifically. If you had spent the entire time watching the Chiefs this year and you're like, how did they win? Like that, roughly. Did you walk out of the game being like, that team's an unstoppable juggernaut, capable of enforcing their will? Not necessarily. Did they do more things than their opponent to win? Yes. Did they keep the Texans essentially at arm's length the entire game? Yes. Did the Texans possess the ball with a chance to go take the lead from the Chiefs? Not really. And so when you start looking at it that way, they won in a way that I would anticipate them winning a lot of times during the regular season. This is an improbable run. There's no doubt. But yesterday's game highlighted the things we know. Andy Reid is the better coach. Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback. Travis Kelce is a monster when the postseason starts. All the normal things that exist inside of the window that we've come to know about the Chiefs. All those things were true yesterday. Also, not guarding Travis Kelce in a postseason game is genuinely hilarious to me, Gold. Because how? How do you convince yourself going into a game that that's the way you're going to approach it if you're the Texans? They just shot themselves in the foot too much. That was the biggest problem.
Well, it was the special teams. I think, honestly, the special teams was the biggest part of it. I mean, special teams set the tone early. We know they missed field goals as well. They missed a field goal and missed extra point, I should say, from the Houston Texans. You know, all the concern and confidence check on Butker and everything. He was great. It was the Texans kicker, Fairbairn, that had the miss and then an extra point, which I get the margin of victory at the end of the day, but that was a huge miss for momentum and everything like that.
Massive, yeah.
Those are kind of mistakes on the road you just cannot make. We saw it throughout the entire weekend across all these games, that when the margins are so thin, and especially in the Texans' case, when you're on the road and you're playing a team that is just better than you, you can't have any blunders. And then you, for whatever reason, didn't make adjustments. You know, like, we'll talk about the defense throughout the show today as well and hear from you
just
guys.
Kept letting the same people beat them.
George Karlaftis was matched up against a tight end numerous times. You know, like, that's just poor coaching and lack of making adjustments. Those are the kind of mistakes you cannot make. You know, I think D'Amico Ryans is going to be a great coach in this league and is going to be a coach for a long time. But they got out-coached. They absolutely got it. You saw the difference in an experienced staff, how they handled in-game adjustments, how they handled post-game comments as well. Like, all of that was pretty evident from early on. The first play of the game, a Texans player's going crazy, shoving his special teams coordinator.
Uh-huh. I mean, that was immediate. Now, of course, the Chiefs, I'll say, the beginning part of the game was making me feel a little leery. Right? You got into the beginning part of the game. They return that kick super deep, Gold. And then you're like, oh, a field goal, huh? Don't love that. Then they get another field goal. Like, are you going to take advantage of like what's taking place here? Or are you not? Are you going to let this team hang in here a little bit? And it did feel like for a minute, the Texans managed to hang. The only time in which you could even have doubted for a second there was a little trouble is when the Texans possessed the ball for what felt like two consecutive real hours of time. When they held the ball all the way before half, then had that like, what, 10 and a half, 11 minute drive or whatever the hell it was in the second quarter or the third quarter coming right out of half. And you're like, all right, 15 plays in 10 minutes. That felt like forever. Then they missed that extra point. I'm like, you guys are cooked. You did all that work, held the ball for all that time, got the field goal before half, scored the touchdown, and you're still down? You're still trailing the Chiefs? You got no chance. You got no chance. And it always just reminds me, like, with Mahomes. Now, passing, the touchdown, he does that all the time, right? That touchdown to Travis Kelce probably ranks, like, 20th amongst his most incredible throws of all time. 25th, I don't know. It's on the list, but it ain't high on the list. Is it a crazy impressive throw? Will you remember because he's like essentially laying down Superman style as he hits Travis Kelce in the back of the end zone? Yeah, probably. But it also just kind of speaks to like when the lights are brightest, that's it. And the stat that we gave before the game, Mahomes' team was winning and then they needed him to start playing better. And since that Buffalo game, he hasn't thrown a pick. He has not turned the ball over since week 11. Well, the Chiefs, are no offense, are going to win every single game in which they turn the ball over zero times. They will win 100% of the games in which they do not turn the ball over. And that's what they've done, except for the, I guess, Broncos game. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, week 18, they had their
just ignore that one.
Backups in. I don't think anybody necessarily factors that one in at all. I still say they lost one game as far as I'm concerned this year.
Yeah.
That's just how I view it, and I think most people in Kansas City probably view it as well. But that's what we've discussed about the clean game thing. Clean game, you're not going to be able to beat them. It's why the Chiefs, who their opponent now, that they lost to earlier on in the season, the Buffalo Bills, Mahomes had two picks in that game. And yeah, that was the last game, as you said, that they had an interception. But that wasn't a clean game. They lost the game because of it. I keep saying it, but all weekend long, we saw what happens if you don't have a clean game. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens lost simply because, in my opinion, of the turnovers. Otherwise, they win that game. But that is a massive thing you have to be able to prevent or force in the Bills' case. And that was why Baltimore did not handle their business yesterday.
All the teams who lost gave the ball away.
Yeah.
Some of the Texans who just aren't a very good team.
Well, that was the thing that we talked about on Saturday morning on extended pregame. You know, Gold, in particular, when you joined, we talked about how Houston literally needed to be perfect. Or even if everybody played an even keel game, if there were zero turnovers on both sides, the Chiefs were still going to win the game. Houston at halftime, it felt like Houston was playing better than the Chiefs, but the Chiefs were up by 7 at halftime. They were in a great position where you just felt Houston played about as good as they could, and they were still losing at halftime. It didn't seem like they could do anything else better than what they did in that first half, and they obviously couldn't get the job done, and they were on the brink. It seemed like just from the get-go, like going for it on 4th and 10, it almost felt like they kind of had to do it in a way. I know that they should have called a timeout before going for it, but that was a moment where
that was an insanely bad decision, in my opinion.
If they were going to do it, though, they were going to do it. Or they had to do it there, Cody, because I think if they would have punted, I think the Chiefs go down and score, and the game's completely blown open. Then, like if they wanted to win, they had to try to do something there that was different than what they had been doing all game.
Everyone remaining, this doesn't apply to, and that I think the Commanders included, based on the way that they've played. But a lot of times, the reason why the Chiefs have ended up in this AFC title game so often is kind of what you're describing, Drew, in the sense that they get in these games with the Chiefs, and you can feel that they're like, there's a bag over their head and they're gasping for air, right? And they're trying to do anything to survive for a few minutes. And so for a while they do, right? They kick and scream and they claw and they like, the game's not over. They're still technically alive in the game, but everybody knows it's before they take their last breath. And so when you're a team of the Texans caliber, you're just not going to beat the Chiefs in this scenario. There's a reason why they have made 7 straight AFC title games, and 6 of which have been hosted in their own building during that time. It is because they are consistently one of the first or second best teams in the regular season, and they get to just keep hosting regular season playoff games. They just don't make those common mistakes in the playoffs.